You love hummus, right?
I do, yeah.
Are you looking for a yummy alternative to boring old hummus?
Absolutely.
You've already found it because it's in our fridge and we eat it.
Oh, is that the Lantana?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you're looking for something a little more interesting to snack on with your favorite wines, Lantana hummus has you covered. Lantana brings thoughtful and bold flavor combinations to the hummus category with flavors like sriracha carrot, sweet and spicy black bean. You love that one.
I do.
Edamame with roasted red peppers and more. You can discover Lantana hummus and brighten every day, and it pairs perfectly with wine. I already said that, but I'll say it again. You can find Lantana hummus at over 400 grocery retailers nationwide. So look for the hummus with the striped lids at the deli. Go to lantanafoods.com to find Lantana hummus at a grocery store near you and coupons to help you save.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
So, welcome to Grape Therapy. This is my second show for the week. You know, people just say, you got to give the people what they want. They want more drunk Caitlin.
And they also want more Sean B. Well, yeah, what's up, everybody?
The bub is back.
Oh, I really want you guys to insert that song.
What?
Dun, 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 dun. Guess who's back?
Oh.
Back again. Ready? And insert now.
Guess who's back? Back again. So grape therapy, I guess I should pour. This feels so unprofessional. We're sitting in our kitchen. I just poured a glass of wine. We don't have headphones or like a sound guy or anything. We're just recording it.
Feels right.
But it feels so wrong that it's right.
We got Doodle right here next to us.
That feels right. But you know, like I just feel professional when I'm in a studio and we're just in the kitchen. I'm like, this is too good.
Let's be clear here. There's nothing professional about Caitlin Bristow.
Well, you're right. I was going to try and like back myself up there, but no, you're right. So grape therapy, wait, let me just Google the definition here. Grape, so we wanted to give a second, okay, so here's, I'll give you the rundown. Grape therapy is going to be a second episode every Thursday where I'm going to either just do a bachelor recap from Monday, I'll take calls, we'll do confessions to each other. We can do Q&As, just whatever is like really going on in that week. It's just a little bonus sode, yo.
Wow.
Bonus sode. Our dryer is going off and it's kind of ruining my vibe. So grape therapy is an old wooden ship. Just kidding, that's from Anchorman. Grape therapy is also known as, I can't read that word, it's too big. A form of naturopathic alternative medicine that involves heavy consumption of grapes. Including parts of the vine. So when we're off the vine, we're still drinking parts of the wine and indulging in grapes. I don't make any sense. It's grape therapy. Just accept it.
I think you should have went with On the Vine Thursdays with Caitlin or On the Branch. See what I did there?
Yeah, it was dumb.
All right. Next topic.
So for this one, I thought we'd just kind of do a little recap. Like, a lot has happened, and unpopular opinion, but 2017 was a great year for us. Not so much for society and the world, but we had a good year.
We did have a good year. I'm excited for 2018, but 2017 was a good year.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, who you talk to, I guess. But I thought 2017 was great. Some of my favorite... Let's talk about our favorite moments from 2017.
All right, you go first.
Okay. Obviously, a childhood dream came true for me. I got to host and sing in a show on Broadway, which was the most magical thing that's ever happened to me.
That was pretty serious.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a serious gig. I feel like that's just like not only bucket list, but like who can really say they've been on Broadway? I've sang on Broadway.
It was a cast assembled like no other.
You're stealing my lines from the show.
Yeah. Only because I went to the show about 10 times.
You're very supportive for that.
And every time I will say that as soon as the curtain dropped and I saw you there on stage, it gave me the chills and it was very, very magical and gave me the goosebumps every time I watched.
Oh,
so,
the goosebumpies.
Yeah, goosebumps. R.L. Stein.
Yeah, that was pretty nifty. You always give me like a look and I'm like, say something, it's a podcast.
Yeah, I just never know because you...
How's your water?
Pretty good.
So yeah, Broadway. Definitely a peak in 2017 for the old Caitlin Bristow.
Yeah, that was good.
What else? What else happened in 2017? Oh, I did a lot of songwriting.
Yeah, you did.
Which was fun. A lot. I did voice lessons all the time to try and, you know, get on the Nashville level, which...
It's hard to do. But I think you're there.
No, I'm close.
You're cracking through.
I'm cracking through. There's so many talented people here. What else? You go. Your turn.
Well, Iron Man was a big...
Iron Daddy in the house.
A big deal for me. That took up a lot of time. I know that you loved that. But yeah, that was something I've always thought about doing my entire life, and it was pretty surreal to cross a finish line after doing that intense of a workout, I guess you can call that a workout.
A workout? That was more than a workout. I have to turn off that dryer.
All right.
That's going to drive me nuts. Entertain them while I go!
So this is great. I have the mic all to myself right now. But she's still talking in the background, obviously.
Back. Oh, I can't let you have the mic.
She must have had so much anxiety knowing that I had that microphone
by
myself.
Yeah, I couldn't let you have it for that long. So, okay, you're Iron Man. Actually, a lot of people wanted to hear what?
I am disappointed, though, because I did say I'm only doing this Iron Man if you call me Iron Daddy after I cross that line. And she has maybe called me Iron Daddy twice.
Yeah, but let's... When has there been a scenario for me to call you Iron Daddy? I'm not going to call you that in the sack.
Yeah, when I walk through the door, when you ask me what I want for dinner, when you ask me how my day's going, when you ask me what the weather's like outside, when you ask me how my workout was.
Do you think Elton John's partner always calls him Sir?
Sure, maybe
he
does.
Doesn't. No, you got to just like once in a while throw that out there when I really want to get something from you.
You've never thrown it out there.
Yeah, I have.
No, you haven't. When?
Social media.
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. You do it for other people.
Yeah, because it's funny. I don't want to give you that.
You don't.
No, but it was really so great to watch you do that because the training was kind of annoying. You were always gone. We shared a Jeep. And
whose fault is that?
Yours for being American because I don't have a social security number.
Doesn't mean you can't get a car.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to just... take some, like, $50,000 cash I have laying around and buy one?
Oh, but don't you have a car up in Canada you can get?
No, I sold it to move to America for you.
Well, I know that, but... Anyways.
Touchy subject. Still angry that we had to share a Jeep. Is Tucker trying to get toys? Of course he is.
He never plays with his toys.
Never plays with his toys, but the second we start podcasting, he needs attention. No, it was really... I was so emotional through your whole journey, fitness journey, while you were doing the Ironman because I had watched you work so hard for it. So what was going through your mind when you were doing it?
Oh, man, that's a long day. It's about 12 hours, 41 minutes, and 21 seconds, but nobody's counting. And I don't know. I was just kind of in the moment, taking it all in and just enjoying the environment, enjoying all the fans there.
Were you enjoying me crying every corner you turned?
No, but I mean, it was great seeing you and the family, and it kind of gives you an extra boost of energy. But for most of the training, I was doing the same training every day at the same place in Nashville, so it was getting boring and mundane. So it was nice to be out in a new location like Lake Placid, New York, and have all that energy. So
is mundane word of the day?
Could be. It is now.
I downloaded the Word of the Day app, and that sounds like it could have been one of...
Yeah, so she downloaded this app that is the Word of the Day, and she told me that the night we're laying in bed, she's like, oh, I want to start trying a new word every day to really strengthened my vocabulary. I was like, cool.
Is this the part in the podcast where you call me out and make me feel stupid?
No, but the words that are given to you, nobody uses those. You can't even pronounce them, so you're not doing yourself any favors.
I can't pronounce a lot of words that I should be able to pronounce. I'm not a good reader.
Well, you're trying. A for effort.
A for effort. But yeah, I was crying through the whole time you were doing your Iron Man because I was just so like... proud, and I was talking to your trainer through the whole thing.
Yeah,
because I can't talk to you.
Joe Abinusar.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he was like, Caitlin, you know, there's gonna come a time where he turns a corner and he's not gonna be doing good and he's not gonna look well. And I'm like, yeah, but he seems great. And you turn the corner and you like give the thumbs up and you were like looking like you had the time of your life. I'm like, okay, when's the time where he's gonna be like, okay, I'm dying now?
Right.
Nothing.
After
it was
the finish
yeah, you crossed
line.
The finish line and it was all emotional and so special, and then you're like, I think I'm going to puke.
Did I say I was going to puke? I just
you
need to lay down. I thought I was going to pass out.
Poop or your pants. You were going to puke. You were going to faint. You were going to do a bunch of things that I was nervous about.
Right, but not pee my pants.
No, you'd probably pee your pants.
You probably did that.
Yeah. You peed your pants during the Ironman. How many times?
Oh, man. At least maybe 10. No, yeah. I mean, this is a normal thing. When you're on the bike and you're swimming or you're running, you don't want to stop.
No, nothing about Ironman is a normal thing.
Okay,
it's
yeah.
not normal to work out that much and pee your pants.
Right. That is not normal. So when I first started training, my coach said, when do you go to the bathroom? How do you go to the bathroom? He's like, oh, you just go. Like the legit guys just go. Us professionals, we just go. You don't want to stop. I was like, that's all right. I'll pull off the side of the road. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
And then I was in the moment.
Did you, poop your pantaloons?
No, I couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, that's where you crossed the line.
Yeah.
Now that's weird.
Yeah.
Tucker, don't be Jillian Harris's dog. Remember Nacho was like barking through the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was big deal. I mean, Broadway, starting on a Broadway show and crossing the finish line of an Ironman.
We're just talking each other up here? We're just pumping our own tires?
Okay, let's pump Tucker's tires. Tuck, what did you do this year? You got pancreatitis, battled, you overcame it.
He had a rash on his arms.
He had a rash.
He had a bad lower back.
He's rocked crop tops and started a trend for all dogs.
Yeah, he's gotten a little bit grayer.
Yeah, he's aging well. Yeah. And big year for Tuck.
Yeah.
He traveled the world.
He can't ever say he hasn't lived.
He's lived more than most people.
He's traveled more than most people.
Mm-hmm. He really has. Okay, we'll let him go to town on that thing. Tuck, last night. Tuck's a little... Don't shake your head. This is my podcast. I can talk about whatever I want. Tucker.
All right, here you go.
I just want to know.
Mom's going to embarrass you.
No, I'm not. I just want to know what other people's dogs do when the parents are doing their thing. What do other dogs do? They just, like, leave the room? Are they quiet? Tucker, like, can't handle when Sean hugs me, so you can only imagine what our chemistry is like in the bedroom. Okay. You can't be embarrassed. This
I'm
is my
not
podcast.
Embarrassed.
I can talk about it. People love that.
That's what they say.
So another thing that I was really proud of from 2017 was the Reelstagram movement.
Oh, yeah. That was very cool. It's still going, though.
Yeah, of course it's still going. I hope it goes forever.
Yeah.
But I was reading something. It's nice to have a computer in front of me while I do this. So I guess it was on some list of, like, top movements on social media this year.
Nice.
And so if people don't remember, Reelstagram I did where one of my girlfriends, Erin, who I had on the podcast, she was a founder of Tucker... Like, I've never heard him play with squeak toys until we podcast. Tucker, come lay down.
Lay down, buddy.
Anyways, Reelstagram. I was like, you know, everybody gets sucked into that sinkhole of Instagram. And we all compare ourselves to what, you know, that person's life looks so perfect on Instagram. And so I was like, I'm going to start throwing out really raw, real posts. Like, hey, guess what? I have a huge zit on my face and I'm not wearing any makeup, no filter, no editing. None of that, and it kind of took off and started a movement, which, yeah, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
You're not even in this podcast right now because you're so concerned about Tucker.
And a lot of females have caught on, and I've seen all the photos that they tag of you.
I think I'm due for another one.
You are.
I've been so done up all the time busy all the time that I'm like, oh my gosh. Tucker, you're worse than Nacho.
Yeah, he's good. He's going to lay down right now. Boom. Oh, called it.
Okay. Off the Vine is another huge accomplishment for 2017.
Yeah, he did all right.
So I did so all right that I got a second episode going every week. What's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Bad.
Do you want to talk about electronic toothbrushes with me for a second?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, try and hide your excitement. Don't get too into it. Quip is what we're talking about. Electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration into an ultra slim design, and it's half the cost of bulkier brushes. It also comes with a mount that goes right on your mirror, and you'll never forget to brush while saving space. There's a timer that makes sure you get in the full 2 minutes of brushing, and it stops every 30 seconds to remind you that you need to move to a new area. Thanks for the little reminder, Quip. You can even subscribe to receive new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5, including free shipping. Quip is backed by leading dentists and has been mentioned in Oprah's O-List.
Oh, you know it's serious. Yeah.
GQ.
Oh.
Yeah. And Goop.
Goop.
Yep. Prices start as low as $25, and by including a year of automatic brush head deliveries, you can give the gift that keeps on giving. Heyo. High fives. Right now, go to getquip.com/vine to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/vine.
How do you spell Quip?
GETQUIP.com/vine.
Cool beans.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey Knight from the Lady Gang Podcast. Happy New Year. How are those resolutions holding up? Our resolution to be awesome is going strong, and it's especially evident in our episode this week, which is our live Lady Hang show. So head on over to iTunes or subscribe to us at Podcast One on the Podcast One app. And please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Also, thanks for all your support and Happy New Year from the Lady Gang.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
So I thought we could do a little recap of 2017 with some top clips. Some of the funniest moments. Which, I mean, not funny, actually some of my favorite moments. So the first one, we'll do Erin Treloar, who is the founder of Raw Beauty, and our talk about Reelstagram. I think it really landed and resonated with a lot of girls out there who are listening to the podcast. So
that's right. Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
It's huge. We have so much pressure on ourselves as women these days, and with the younger generation coming up, which was why it was so amazing to see these incredible Reelstagram photos. That's what you tagged them as. You came up with that awesome hashtag. It was so amazing to see you post something like that, because we don't see it in media ever. And it's having a really huge impact on the self-esteem and confidence of so many girls.
And it was sadly so scary to post,
because it's not what we're used to seeing at all. And so it feels like we're the only one who has any flaws or, you know, anything real that's going on in the background. So to put that out, it makes you so vulnerable.
And nobody is ever like, I love being vulnerable. It's so easy. It's like one of my qualities. Oh, your headphones fell off.
I get so into talking about this stuff.
You got excited. Your headphones fell off. Oh gosh. But really, like, wait, what was I even saying?
Vulnerability.
Oh yeah, like nobody says that's one of their qualities, and if they do, they're lying.
No, I know. I mean, being vulnerable is so scary, because it means that you're opening yourself up. You're putting all of yourself out there.
Yeah.
And when we do that, there's a possibility that people aren't going to like what they see, and that they're going to tell us that, and nobody wants to hear that they're not liked or loved, or that they don't belong.
So Wells was on the podcast. People love any bachelor dude, I feel like.
Pretty much.
We were talking about how he was maybe going to be the bachelor. We talked about bologna for a solid 10 minutes. And by the end of it, we decided that bologna is very underrated. It's a flat hot dog. It's delicious.
I can't get behind the bologna movement. Not a big bologna guy.
Wow. You are going to offend a lot of listeners with that comment.
I understand that, but you know, you got to be true to yourself. And I can't sit here and pretend.
You never liked bologna.
I liked bologna a little bit. Not so much that I would say it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, okay. That's exaggerating. I didn't mean that. I like wine more than I like bologna. But you didn't like bologna as a kid growing up?
Sure, but I mean, more so ham and turkey and...
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I mean, bologna just always seemed a little slimy, a little gross.
Oh, so you grew up with money.
Okay, all right. No.
You didn't slum it like the rest of us and have bologna sandwiches for lunch. Oh, yeah,
big slum dog over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a rough upbringing.
I bet you didn't.
You mean your upbringing where your mom would literally wake you up out of bed. This is a true story, folks. And she would pick you up out of bed, carry you downstairs, sit you at the breakfast table, and then put your waffle. They had to be...
Roll the clip!
They had to be square.
No. Okay. They had to be circle waffles.
All right. This is a true story. I will reiterate that.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on my podcast with my mom, didn't we? All right.
And then what? She had to put your waffle on 32 seconds?
You're getting the story all wrong.
Oh, then correct me.
My mom wrapped me in my favorite blanket every morning and carried me to the breakfast table.
Oh, yeah, you actually make it a little bit worse for yourself.
And then she would make me my waffles, and the syrup had to be heated at a temperature of 134. It had to be in the microwave for 1 minute and 34 seconds every time. Otherwise, I'd be upset. Okay, yeah. I was OCD. Tough life. It wasn't... Whatever. Anyways, bologna. We agreed that if you love bologna, it meant you grew up like you worked to where you got to now because you ate bologna.
I miss that.
So, thanks.
So, bologna is more of a lifestyle.
Bologna is a lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. Bologna is a lifestyle.
The food itself is not that great.
You made it great. A little spicy mustard.
You mean you can't change it to like the avocado? That sounds a little cooler.
That is so basic. A little healthier. So basic.
That's too basic.
Too basic. Right. Bologna is like, man, we said this on the podcast. Bologna says a lot about your confidence. So the whole thing was at the end of the bologna talk, we decided, you know, people when people say, oh, that's so stupid or crazy, that's bologna. We changed it so that when things are awesome and like, I was going to say the bee's knees, but that's also weird.
Yeah.
You say like, oh, that, like Tucker is the baloney. Roll the clip.
You love hot dogs. Yeah. I do too. I love baloney. Like I love baloney.
Like just a plain baloney sandwich or baloney on its own? Or how do you like your baloney?
I'll eat baloney on its own.
What a funny name too.
I know. And also,
you would like bologna.
I also hate the spelling of it, like
bologna.
Yeah, let's get it together, guys.
But it's kind of like that's a really weird name for something. You might as well spell it weird.
Yeah,
throw everybody off.
I just feel like bologna is such the drunk guy food. Because let's be fair, what it is, it's a hot dog.
I'm actually trying really hard not to laugh. The bologna in general is just really funny. Okay, go.
But all it is a flat hot dog.
Yeah,
it's the same meat, right?
You're right.
And so I think that it was like the total stereotypical like drunk guy food. And they're like, what do we call this? He's like, that's a bologna. And they're like, how do you spell it? Oh, B-O-L-O-G-N-A. And they were like, that doesn't work at all. And they're like, whatever, ship it.
You're right.
I know. I've thought about this a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm not mad about it. I love bologna. And I know that like it's like...
But you want to give it up after watching this?
No, that's the thing. I know what it's doing to my arteries. And it's going to give me like... Alzheimer's at like 37, yeah. And my aorta's like chocked full of crap, and I don't care because I love it
because of your true passion for bologna.
And like, there have been women in my life who have been like, I don't know if I can be with someone.
Are you bologna fingers?
No, yes, I will be bologna fingers. I'm not ashamed of it.
Another funny one was. I would like to have jumped in your brain for a couple seconds when I told you I took a pregnancy test.
Oh, man. Wait, are you pregnant?
No.
Yeah, the fact that you tell me that on a podcast, live podcast.
Not live.
Oh, I mean, not live, but...
I didn't told you that before.
Yeah. No, you didn't tell me that. That's what I'm saying. Nice way to surprise the old fiancé.
Well, it's better than me surprising you being like, hey, by the way, on the podcast, that's how I'm going to do it. When I get pregnant, I'm going to have you on the podcast and I'm going to say, babe, Iron Daddy Jr. is coming at you 2018. But yeah, I thought that was a funny moment between us when I told you that. Roll the clip. Okay, so do you have a confession for me?
Why don't you go first?
Ooh, because it's heavy.
Oh, boy.
I feel like You're going to need some time to process it once I tell you.
Jesus.
Okay, fine. Come on. You don't have a confession? Like, you didn't eat on the white couch while you were home and I wasn't because you know how much I hate that?
Yeah, no, I do that. I just walk up to the camera and I turn it the other way when I eat on the couch and then I'm done. And
but
then
that's I
walk
when
up
I know
to the
what
camera
you're doing.
And I turn it back.
I clearly know what you're doing.
You don't
doing
know what I'm doing?
Yeah,
you can't see.
I can hear the noises of you eating, which
you
I hate.
Can't see.
Yeah, but I know that's what you're doing, and it's so rude because you know
can't
how much I
see.
Hate it. And it's like, I feel like you get a rush. Like, it's like a high for you to sit on the couch and
eat. That's the rush that I get these days.
The sloppier the meal, the better. Like, you're just like, oh.
Yeah. I'm so wild.
I could drip on this. Oh, man.
But I won't.
So that's not your confession?
No.
Okay. Okay, you want to know mine?
Yeah.
I took a pregnancy test the other day.
Oh, my. What?
I did. I did.
Oh, boy.
But guess what?
So.
Negative.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. What are you, nuts?
Why would I be nuts? I was just being paranoid. I didn't want to freak you out. And so I took one. And,
yeah. Oh man.
Look how stressed out you got, and it's not even positive.
It's not even positive?
It wasn't.
Oh, yeah.
You're so stressed out right now.
I don't know what to say about that.
Why?
Yeah.
But what? If I thought I was freaking out a little bit, it was a couple days late. My boobs were hurting.
Oh my god!
What other funny moments? Who's some of your favorite guests that we've had?
Oh man, big fan of my guy Chris Strandberg.
AKA
he's hilarious.
Cupcake, Kate Tucker. His paws. This is so funny. It's like he knows.
Yeah,
he knows
usually
we're doing
now it's his bedtime.
Yeah, he's usually, and he'll just go straight to bed, but he knows we're doing something and he wants the attention.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, Cupcake. Yeah, he was a funny
Dr.
guest.
Dr. Strandberg. You can always count on Dr. Strandberg for some good commentary. He's just a hilarious guy.
He's so funny, and I don't even know if he knows he's funny.
He's one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
Yeah.
He's so quick and witty.
What was your thoughts of him in the mansion?
Loved him.
Yeah.
Everybody knows a story where he came up to me the first night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We already told that story.
Yeah. And we had met in Nashville months before, prior to that. But he was somebody I bonded with right off the bat, night one. And then ever since then, we were extremely close.
So I had him on the podcast after he helped me fix my teeth. He did a really great job, too.
Of course he did.
I actually like smiling with my teeth now. So we were laughing and reminiscing about the time that we had a date, and he was holding my hand. And, I mean, if you look at my nails right now, they're embarrassing. I have terrible nails, bite the crap out of them at all times. Babe, it's really hard to have a conversation with you when you're not looking at me and you're just like,
I'm listening.
Playing tug-of-war with
I'm
Tucker.
I'm trying to entertain two people here. I mean, I can only do so much, but I'm doing my best.
Well, get him like...
I got Tucker in my right hand. I got Toots McGee over here in my left hand.
Toots McGee. Don't tickle me. Anyways.
The greatest thing about this clip, if it's the clip that I think it is...
When he had to, bite my nails?
Yeah, when he was biting your nails. When I saw this, I was just dying laughing because... This just goes to show you the mentality and the mindset that you have when you're on The Bachelorette, because he thought that she said, bite my nails, and he immediately, without hesitation, just went and bit her nails, because when you're in that situation,
you
will do anything you can to impress her. You have a limited amount of time. It's almost like you're in a desperate situation.
Yeah.
And... In normal life setting, if a girl was out to dinner with you and she asked you to bite her nails, you'd probably sit back and be like, wait, what?
But in that situation, you're like, I need that rose, man.
Gotta get that rose. I gotta get my fix. And, yeah.
It was so funny reliving it with him, too. Just being like, do you remember that time? Because I just, all he did, like, he was holding my hands, and then... And he was like, when it happened and they aired it, he was like, oh, I just thought, you know, like, Caitlin wants to bite her nails, you don't do whatever he says. But you're right, that's the funny mentality. Let's listen to that one.
Roll the clips.
Roll that clip, yo.
After we did our date, we went to the Knickerbocker Hotel
and sat in the lounge, remember? Because we were just waiting to like go do some more camera stuff with the ball drop.
Yeah.
And so we're sitting in the lounge and we're looking around and there's all these people. And I'm like, don't they think this is weird that there's cameras in here? And then someone of the producers were like, oh, these people are all actors.
They're all planted here, yeah.
Yeah, they're planted. And they're like, hi. I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense. So we're sitting on a couch and you're holding my hand and I wanted to let you know that I bit my nails because girls usually have these long, pretty nails, and especially on the show, they'll get them done. And I was just like, eh, fuck it. I didn't get my nails done. So I wanted to let you know, like, I bite my nails. And so you're holding my hand and you're looking at it. And I said, I bite my nails. And you grabbed my hand and you started biting my nails. Another thing you really committed to. And I was like, what?
That's one of my moves.
Yeah. I was like, what is he doing? And you're like, do you want me to bite your nails? And I was like, no, I said, I bite my nails. And you thought I said, will you bite my nails? And you didn't even hesitate. You didn't even question it. You grabbed my hand. You didn't laugh. You didn't hesitate. You didn't question it. You just started biting my nails. And I was like, what? And you're like, did you want me to bite your nails? I'm like, no. I said, I bite my nails.
I will be a devoted husband. Look at this. I'll bite your nails on command.
Are you single? Are you single?
Wait, is that a serious question?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm single.
So, I don't get it. Ladies.
See? Come on.
He'll bite your nails. Scoop them up. Lock it in. He's a nail biter. For you.
Don't worry, babe. I got this. You don't have to bite your own nails anymore.
That's something that I look for in a guy.
And last but not least, there's so many other funny moments I can think of. Like, my whole podcast with Bree to me was hilarious.
Yeah.
My podcast with my mom. There's so many clips out there that I could go through. I mean, feel free to go back and rewatch, re-download, re-leave a comment or review.
Unsubscribe, resubscribe, rate 5 stars.
Yeah, do whatever you got. Create new accounts just to rate me. Anyways, Monica the Medium.
Oh, yeah.
That was a powerful, powerful moment in Off the Vine history.
Very powerful. So powerful it made my eyes sweat a little bit.
Your eyes
You
were
almost
sweating.
Saw me cry for the first time.
That's not something to be feel good about.
I'm not feeling good about it.
Crying is, like, sexy to me.
Oh, on that note, let's go throw in Marley and me and get wild.
Tucker.
Yes, Monica the Medium, she is extremely talented.
Wait, no, just wait. We gotta wait till Tucker is... Tucker's the only person who doesn't give me misophonia. When he's eating and drinking, I'm like, that's so cute! Tucker. Okay. Oh, now he's licking my toes. Monica the Medium. It was... Yeah, so your eyes were sweating. You almost cried. You don't cry. We get it. Put on Marley and me.
But then I questioned it, and then I...
When did you... Oh, you questioned it during, and you Googled, and you couldn't find the things that she was saying.
Yeah, because I didn't want to feel like a sucker, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like...
Nobody makes Sean feel like a sucker.
No, I just didn't want to... You get put in such a vulnerable spot where you're...
I'm sorry, you went on The Bachelorette, but you can't handle Monica the Medium, making you feel vulnerable?
Right, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You're, like, connected with this family member who's passed, and then you're like, is this real? Is this not real? You know, my family's going to be listening to this.
Just take the moment and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Take the moment and enjoy it.
Very powerful stuff.
It was wild. She just absolutely nailed it. Tucker is licking my feet. Okay.
Roll those clips, yos.
I do need to acknowledge Is this him?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a cutie. He's like classic grandpa. Like, he's just so sweet. Okay, slow down. It's very important to acknowledge that he's sitting with her. Like, she sits in the same chair, comfy chair, reading her newspaper or watching the news every day. I don't know if this is something they did together, but he's sitting next to her in spirit, like, in the daily routine of, like, the morning, like, coffee and just having a moment. Like, he's right there with her. I feel like it was not long after his passing that it was too difficult for his wife to stay in the home or be in the home. With all the memories. So did she sell the house or move to a caregiver situation or something like that?
Yeah, she sold the house.
Very, like, colonial, old school. Okay, slow down. It reminds me of my grandparents' house in Connecticut. Like, it's crazy because they literally show me. It's so similar. Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah, the house is in Connecticut.
What? Holy shit. See what I'm saying? They work off my frame of reference. They show me the thing that relates to my life, how it connects to you because of the commonalities there. So, wow. So, no coincidence. Also, did your grandfather smoke cigars?
Stop.
Because he just said, talk about the cigars when he smells cigar smoke out of nowhere. That's me.
That's where I'm going to cry because that is like their main thing, like that they smell cigar smoke. Sometimes.
Yeah. So the cigar smoke is from
that's
him.
That's like the main thing that they say that when he, ooh, they think he's coming through is that they smell cigar smells.
Amazing. So absolutely know that that's from him.
I cry over your grandpa. And
I don't know.
No, it's so insane because you've gotten literally – every
was he into sports
thing,
or something? Because he sits back in a chair and he's watching sports and he's smoking cigars. I don't know where the football or golfing, but he's like,
yeah,
he's smoking.
Big golfer.
He said, in heaven, I still get to enjoy my passions. And he said, oh, and the sports, and I got my cigar. And he's just a cool guy. He also has big glasses and he caps. I don't know if he was thinning hair. Was he losing his hair a little bit?
You see this hair right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like his. He had a solid. He had
you saw it?
But he was wearing hats towards the end.
But he's acknowledging the hat. And he said, tell him I have a full head of hair now. So I just didn't know if he was starting to lose it. But he's saying, I got my full hair. And
he's probably
showing
like he's got the full hair.
Yeah, you're lucky because of him. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're welcome, basically. Yeah.
What do you see happening in 2018?
I'm just looking to continue the momentum from this past year with everything health and fitness. Our meal plans, we helped more people last year transform their bodies than ever before. And we are starting off this year with a 12-week transformation challenge that starts on the 15th. So if you haven't signed up for that yet, head to SeanBoothMeals.com, get yourself a meal plan, and you'll automatically be entered into the contest. Going to continue with group fitness.
Win?
Oh, yeah. What do they win? How about you tell us?
You don't. A round trip.
Round trip flight to Nashville with a guest of their choice, two nights at a local hotel here, and a private one-on-one personal training session with myself. So it's to give you a little extra motivation if you want to take a trip to Nashville. You don't even have to see me if you don't want to. But
Nashville's cool.
Nashville's pretty cool. So whoever has the best transformation after the 12-week period will win that. I'm also just looking to build my knowledge on plant-based nutrition. You know, that's a passion of mine for the last few months.
So no baloney is what you're saying.
So no baloney. And group fitness, definitely going to continue with the group fitness, travel all over the country, and we'll be announcing when we'll be doing that.
Maybe I could do some live podcasts from wherever we go.
Yes, I think that's a good idea. It's going to be a different style group fitness, and we're excited and can't wait to get out there and work out with everybody.
Sometimes I just wish I was on your level of passion for fitness. I really do. It's so great.
No, you don't.
No, I really do. I really do wish I could.
Are you being serious?
Well, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's inspirational, really.
Well, listen, this is what I'm trying. I'm trying to help more and more people every day, and if you notice lately on my social media, I'm giving more tips and workouts for people to do at home, and I've been getting a lot of requests for that. So if there's something you have a question about, go to my Instagram page, leave a comment, and you know, I want to cover as many topics and help as many people as I can.
Yeah, awesome. Right on, babe.
Oh, thanks. You sound so excited.
No, you know what, I'm just getting tired. I'm like, it's late for us. Past our bedtime.
That's pretty funny, though. Don't you?
What?
Oh, I was going to say, it's like your thing is wine and...
I know.
Bologna. I'm talking about how I'm so pumped for plant-based nutrition and meal plans and working out
fitness
with people. Yeah.
But I battle.
Two peas in a pod.
I battle. See, here's the thing. I battle and I get down with the fitness thing.
You do. Occasionally.
And you do not ever occasionally get down with the wine thing.
I don't. I made a comment the other night.
Yeah, and what did I do?
What did I say?
You said, because you bought me that wine fridge, and you said, I think I could maybe get into appreciating wine. And what did I do?
You said, do you want to go to the bedroom with me right now?
No, I grabbed your face and I kissed you and I said,
oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's why I needed to do this entire time to get some affection from you. Talk about how much I want to drink wine.
Yeah, I think it'd be so romantic if we could just like build our little deck outside of our new home and have a glass of wine and talk. Yeah, but
I'd rather just have a nice beer, like a Michelob Ultra, and just relax. But you do know what will happen if I want to become a wine guy, right? Like, what's going to happen?
You'll become a sommelier.
Yeah, because I'll have to be the biggest wine guy ever. I'll have to try every single wine.
And then you'll know more about wine than me.
And then you're going to hate me.
And then I'll resent wine. Don't drink wine.
And then we're going to break up.
It's all over.
Yep.
Don't drink wine.
I'm going to start up my own podcast.
About wine.
Yeah. Transformation Challenge starts on January 15th. So if you haven't signed up yet, go to SeanBoothMeals.com and we'll... show you how to enter after you purchase a plan.
Okay.
Now that I know you're super stoked after that conversation.
Yeah, I get real fired up over fitness.
Yeah, I can tell.
Tucker is still trying to lick my feet. So what else? What, you were so stoked about 2018. It's because of group fitness?
No. 2018, we got a lot of stuff that we're going to do to the house.
Yeah.
Right? That's exciting. We finally have a little bit of time here to settle in and get some things done around here. What else we got going on?
Grape therapy.
Grape therapy?
I'm going to make it good. These Thursday episodes are going to be... we're going to go there. I'm going to get people to call in and we're going to go there on
Thursdays.
Where are you
going?
Where no podcast has gone before.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where that is, but somewhere.
You should do more live podcasts.
Yeah, I would love to.
That was fun.
So much fun.
What about you? What are you excited for?
I'm excited for podcasting and to just keep... I really want people's feedback for, like, you know, I'm like, as a can you not, it's getting old. Do people still love hearing that? I want feedback.
No,
I want,
can you not, it's not getting old.
I want everybody to follow Off the Vine's Instagram page at Off the Vine Podcast, because I want it to be a space where everybody just like makes friends and they can have their feedback for the podcast and say what they want to hear and just have like a fun little Instagram page to be a part of. It's a little Off the Vine community.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So that's what I'm excited about. I really want to do more with music now that I'm back here for a while. Release some of the songs I've already recorded. Get another puppy. So anyways, 2018 should be great. Yeah, another dog, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, you guys, watch out for all my social media channels because I will be getting you involved with Grape Therapy episodes on Thursdays. It's going to be fun. You'll know what to do. Start a hashtag.
You should start a hashtag. Hashtag grape therapy is cool, yo.
Wow. I could see that trending for sure.
Oh, you know what? A great part of this past year, too, is just all the new relationships we've made and all the amazing people we've come across. And one in particular who I'm so thrilled to have gotten to know a little bit better, Richard. Rick.
Oh, boy.
I actually heard that he was stopping by the podcast. He wanted to, wish you well on your grape therapy. So I'll go grab him right now.
Cool. He's here in the room. We don't have time for this.
Oh, all right. Fine. Trying to set you up there.
My grape therapy. Okay, fine. Is he here?
Yeah, he's outside.
No, he's in the room now.
Oh, he's now in the room.
Yeah.
Okay. Ricky, what's up, buddy?
Hello. Hey, Sean B. What's going on here? We podcasting or something? Boring.
Yeah, I can tell. Something wrong, Rick?
Whip out the Coors Lights. I'm ready to party.
We only do Michelob Ultras here, Rick.
Oh, actually, that does help me keep my figure.
Your figure looks good. Have you been lifting?
I've been drinking Michelob Ultra.
And doing what?
Lifting.
Okay. How's Donsky's doing?
She's Donsky's. You know, not much to say about that one.
I heard you had a hell of a Christmas.
Hell of a Christmas.
What'd you get?
What did I get? Couple of Band-Aids.
Ah, I saw that.
I already used my Subway gift card from Donna. She got me one for $6.50.
What'd you get?
$5 foot long.
Nice.
BLT.
Couple cookies with that.
Oatmeal.
What was your favorite part of 2017, Richard?
Probably just bonding with you, Sean. It took me a while to get there. We got there.
Persistent.
Very persistent.
I like that.
Ricky doesn't just sit in a corner, you know?
Did you just call yourself Ricky?
Yeah. It's Rick.
2018 goals. What are we looking at here?
You know, Donna and I are going to come out with some merch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so be on the lookout for that.
Pretty soon?
I heard the kids like them socket pops.
Oh, okay. You thinking maybe launching for Valentine's Day?
Sure. Yeah. That sounds romantic.
Okay. I'll be a lookout.
Something Rick Daddy would do.
I'll be on the lookout for that.
Cool, Sean B. Well, I gotta go.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
At bowling night?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want a t-shirt? You can be part of the team. We have t-shirts.
Yeah, sure. I'll take a t-shirt.
You want to know what our team's called?
Oh, boy. What's the team called, Rick?
We got the balls.
Nice. Probably spelled with a Z at the end.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Logo?
Balls.
All right. And I'm assuming you use the pink ball, the six-pound ball.
Don't jump to conclusions, Sean. I've been working out with Sean B.
Oh.
I've been using the 8-pounder. Yellow. Yeah,
we've packed the muscle on lately.
Yep. Okay, anyways.
All right, pal.
Goodbye, old friend.
Catch you later.
Well, that was embarrassing. I'm not even in the room when Rick comes around.
Yeah, you hate him.
I'm just chopped liver.
My friend.
You gotta think of a way to exit Grape Therapy. That's what everybody out there listening, if you're still listening, if we haven't lost you after half an hour, help me come up with a way to end Grape Therapy.
See you next Thursday.
It doesn't make sense. Do we? Grape Therapy. Maybe I can make up a rap. A Grape Therapy rap.
Oh, Caitlin Bristow rapping. How original.
Oh, Caitlin drinking wine. Real original. That sounded like Rick. Okay, everybody.
Now, how about your session has now ended. We'll see you next week.
Your session has now ended.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Podcast One has new shows on our new app. Check out all the cool features to help you explore our exciting new programming, like America's Lakers podcast with Jay Moore, So Random with Corinne Olympios, Attack Each Day, The Harbaugh's podcast, Not Just Sports with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen, and Sessions with Randy Jackson, as well as your old favorites like The Lady Gang, Steve Austin, Shaquille O'Neal, and Adam Carolla. Get the new Podcast One app in the App Store, Google Play, or PodcastOne.com.